am a minority within a minority, because I am a straight T-girl dominatrix.
And can you explain what T-girl is for some people who might not know?
Yeah, well, on the scene, we don't say transvestite, we say T-girl, because there's a difference between a T-girl and a transsexual or transgendered. And to make it easy, we just say T-girl for transvestite.
And so are you saying that within your scene and within the people that you're meeting, that label helps in some way? How does it help?
When you say to someone, I'm a straight T-girl, they know that that is what you are. You're not bisexual, you're not bi-curious.
Now, I never knew my granny. I never met her. Sadly, died before I was born. But let's imagine that you are actually, for some reason, meeting my granny at some kind of event. And she asks you about yourself, because she's a bit like me. She's a bit nosy. And you come up with that label and she just looks at you and says, but what is that? What does that mean?
Yeah, I'd have no problem explaining. I dress as a girl and I've been dressing as a girl all my life. And I'm as old as your granny.
You could probably hit it off. This could be amazing.
And, you know, 10 years ago when I came out into the open with what I do, whereas before it had always been indoors, you know, with my wife. And then I decided that I was going to branch out and live my life. Mm-hmm. I'm still married. I've been married 48 years.
And can you tell me a little bit about the conversation that you had with your wife? Did she know that you were interested in this area before you got married?
Yes.
And you had the conversation before you got married?
I wouldn't marry her otherwise without telling her. It would not be fair.
Oh, so open communication at its very essence.
Well, the thing is, Lucy, you cannot lie and live a lie.
Live a lie.
Although I did it for sort of nearly 60 years, I had to live a lie. I had to, what you find with a lot of transvestites, and I've run a club, I run a BDSM club called Toppers, and you find people there that come along, and because they've got this submissive nature, really and truthfully, to quell it, they go for extra macho performances. You find a lot of people that are transvestites going for really dangerous occupations and sports beside the armed, you know, services.
Almost to emphasise to the outside world their masculinity, do you mean?
Yeah, to compensate.
To compensate.
Yeah, you know, I think I did the same. I mean, I was a street fighter for years and years and years. Everybody knew not to touch me or get near me because you'd get hurt. That was how it was, because like myself, I had snow white hair till I was 25, little baby face, undersized. You know, everything about me was, then days we never said feminine, we'd have said sissy,
mm-hmm.
You know, when I was a child. And so to prove you're not a sissy, you had to be more, first of all, you had to be more boy than the next boy, then you had to be more man than the next boy.
So when you eventually decided to come out, not only to your wife, who, of course, knew so much about this already behind closed doors, but you decided to bring it out into the open. How did your friends and family react?
Well, my friends, the weirdest thing, I walked into my working men's club completely dressed as Gloria, and friends that I'd known 40 years didn't even know who I was, which I thought was brilliant. And ever since then, no one has ever recognised my female self. Who knows me as a male.
And how do you feel about that, though? Wouldn't you prefer it that they kind of knew both of you and accepted both of you?
Oh, they've all accepted me. I never lost a single friend.
Do they know that Gloria is actually the other person as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Well, so when I went into the club, they didn't. And, you know, I had to go. The next day I went in there and they said, you should have been here yesterday. I went, well, what happened yesterday? I went, some tranny came in, took over the club, done this. I went, did I upset anybody? And they said, what do you mean you weren't here? I said, that was me. I went, shut up. I had to go home and get changed and come back as Gloria again before they believe it was me.
To prove it. And the most amazing thing, you said you haven't lost any friends over it. So if you had some advice for maybe somebody who is in a very similar situation to the one you were in before you came out? Having done that, having done the coming out process, what advice would you give?
Oh, I always think be yourself and do it, because people are so... Now, you've got to remember I'm talking about London, because London is vastly different. If you're living in the West Country somewhere or up north in a little town, that's going to be a different proposition.
Gloria, you have decided that this is the way to be authentic, but you also said that in a way it did take you a long time. Do you think society, and yes, London, non-London aside, do you think society is shifting in a good way to accept people like Gloria?
Oh yeah, I mean, what happened with me? I brought up because before I married, I was bringing up my brothers and sisters. I was paying for everything for them. I was the oldest, and we'd lost the parents, and I was doing everything there. So I brought up two families, and a friend of mine who was 60 years old, never been ill in his life, had a heart attack, and you know, he was saved by the air ambulance. But I thought, hold on, that's telling me, come on, you've got a few years left. Do your thing. You've done your duty. Do your thing. And that's what I did. I think that people sitting at home, worried that they're the only one on earth that's got these feelings, you know, like I did for years and years and years. Now the difference is you've got social media. So now people have got access to all kinds of things. That is making it more open. As I told your producer, I was filming yesterday at Gloria, and I'm a London cab driver, and I thought, I'm not going to go to home and change, and I worked all night dressed as Gloria, and not one person asked me why. And I don't change my voice, so I don't make out to be a girl. I'm the man in the dress.
How amazing.
No one queried. Not one person said you'd thought.
And do you think that's they're not querying it in a good way because they accept it, or they're not querying it because they haven't a clue what to say?
I think in a good way. I think because in the last say 6-7 years, you've had Eurovision winners sex change. You had the bearded lady do it. You've had famous people like Kelly Mahoney come out. Mm-hmm. And other sex change. You've had them go into reality programs. And there's been quite a bit on channels, like, you know, on television, with when they've done things about transgendered and transvestite. I think it all helps. Because also I found the BDSM scene, and I always thought, oh, I can role play. I could... you know, try and be submissive. No, I'm just a natural dom. I can't help it.